This is Coast Radio News for Wednesday, November 6th, 2019. I'm George Henry. Yesterday morning, the Syosław School District issued a parent and student safety alert after a white male in a white vehicle attempted to coerce a student into his car while the student was waiting for the bus. The incident occurred at Surfview Lane and Highway 101. It was later determined that the vehicle was a white Kia Soul with dark tinted windows. Syosław School Superintendent Annie Grzeszkowiak released a statement that there would be additional staff on bus routes for the afternoon drive. The plan, according to Grzeszkowiak, is to have additional staff on the buses both today and tomorrow. Florence police has also been mobilized and will be out in force seeking the suspect. The public is asked to be alert for the vehicle and report the vehicle if spotted. Mapleton, Reedsport, and Lincoln County schools were also notified to be on alert. This evening, the City of Florence will host an informational meeting on the residential code updates that are being revised. The meeting will be at 5:30 at City Hall. There will be a short program on the updates. The public will then have the opportunity to ask questions about the proposed changes. ODOT and its contractors for the Revision Florence project were able to put down some more pavement on Highway 101. They were also able to do some concrete pouring for curb work. Several intersections still remain incomplete on the east side of Highway 101, but weather has been favorable for work to continue through this week. Next Thursday, RAIN, the Regional Accelerator and Innovation Network of Oregon, will be holding a free event for entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs at City Lights Cinema. The event will be from 5:30 until 8:30 p.m., and guests will be encouraged to mingle with Florence startup companies and even pitch business ideas of their own. There will be beverages and snacks provided. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, November 6th, 2019.